そうそう。
So slow.
Minus one. So it's always been a half minute slow. I don't know. Minus 1 minute.
Move it. Okay, we began to speak about the min ha'enoshi and spoke about how we have a soul and a body in this world in order to be able to do our avoda, our what he calls over here is mana hishtadlut, and then in the olam ha'emes we have a soul which is that which is needed in order to be mekabel the sachar. Sif hei, over here he moves over into an inyan. I don't know if we're going to finish it today, but at least we'll begin it. And that is in terms of Chet of Adam HaRishon. We always speak about the Christians who speak about an original sin, but the Christians got it from somewhere. We also have a concept of an original sin. What we know from Chazal is that had Adam not sinned, he would have been Chai Le'olam. There would have been no concept of Misa. Misa only entered into the world with the Chet of Adam HaRishon, namely that there would have been a whole different world order without that Chet. So that Chet changed the human situation tremendously. Over here, the Ramchal also deals with Chet Adam HaRishon, but deals with it from a different perspective. Mimashi yitzarech od ladat, hinei hamin ha'enoshi ein inyano harishon kamoshan uroim umafchinim oto ata. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man on the sixth day of the Bria Sa'olam, it was not the man that we see in front of us nowadays. Ki ulam shinui gadol hayabo, v'hu inyan chet'o shel Adam HaRishon, that was the watershed, that was the change. Shenishane bo ha'adam v'ha'olam mima shahaya b'tchila. Now, yesterday when we were reading in the Rambam, we said a person should always view himself as that as he is chetzio chayiv and chetzio zakai, and the whole world is chetzio chayiv and chetzio zakai. He'll do one mitzvah and bring the world to geula. He'll do one aveir and bring the world to churban. So we tend to view that as a tremendous exaggeration, but that's exactly what happened with Adam HaRishon. One chet, he brought himself and the world to a whole different situation than it had been previously. Nishtana bo ha'adam ve'olam imashe b'tchila. Ulam pratei ha'shinui hazeh v'toldot seihem rabim nidaber man bifnim b'satz v'shmaya nimtza shahadibur min ha'enoshi v'avchana b'nesu'av kefulim. We always have to deal with man. When we talk about man, we have to ask, we're talking about man pre-chet or man post-chet, because there is a tremendous difference. Ki yedubar bo'u b'nesu'av b'b'chinat kodem ha'chet yedubar bo'u b'nesu'av b'b'chinat achar ha'chet k'moshe neva'er. And now we begin to speak about Adam pre-chet. Hine Adam HaRishon be'et yitzirato haya mamash ba'oto matzav shezacharnu adhena. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man to be this Baal HaBechira who could turn into this Baal HaTov. Dehainu, shu haya murkav min shnei ha'chalakim hafchiyim shamarnu. So in order for him to be a Baal Bechira, he has to be in a constant state of tension, a war between being pulled in two directions. Ha'neshama, which pulls him to Ruchnius. Ha'guf, which pulls him to Gashmius. The neshama pulls him to Dveikus b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the guf pulls him to the world of Chisaron. B'mitzius hayu shnei ha'inyanim tov v'ra, that there existed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put man on a stage. In the stage, items X, Y, and Z are tov, and in this situation, item A, itadav tov v'ra, right? That's ra, and he is supposed to choose the tov and stay away from the ra. Hu amid the shiko b'nehem lidabek b'mashir tzemehem, and he has total b'chira chavshes. V'hinei haya ro'i sheyivchar b'tov, and then yagbir nishmato agufo v'secho achamro v'az hayim yishtalei miyad v'noch b'shleimut l'netzach. Now, his head, Adam simply chosen correctly, he would have hit gold, spiritual gold. he would have been zocha in his sachar, and he would have remained dovek to Kesh Baruch forever. V'tzarach sheteda, and this over here is where we're moving to the difference. Sha'af al pishanu margishim la neshama beguf pu'ula acheret zulat achiyut v'haskala. If you were to someone to ask you, tell me, do you feel your soul working on you? So we say, well, our soul is that which gives us life. Because when our soul leaves our body, then our body is lifeless. And we speak about the fact that our soul deals with those matters that are more intellectual, that even though nowadays we speak about intellect also as being connected with the body in terms of the brain, but we don't know how it works. And so we'll assume that the soul is that which allows the brain to be able to think. So that's where we have our soul. Our soul is our source of life. Our soul is our source of thought. But generally, we go about our lives with our body. We live with our body. Hinei be'emet, yesh b'chuka. means the soul has the potential. Shetizakek etzem haguf v'chomro v'talehu irui achar irui. That the soul has the potential, and this is what existed before the chait, of changing the body, of being able to purify the body, of being able to kadoshify the body, that a man would be able to be dovek to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, not only with his soul but with his body, namely that he would be able, as he is, soul and body, in that sense, to reach the level of dvekus b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is the hana'a bishleimut. An amnam l'davar hazeh haya adam rishon magia yilolei lo chata. This would have been the state of Adam prichet. Adam would have chosen tov in the world. The tov slowly would have affected his body, turned his body soul-like. In other words, that not a question that his body will see through, but the mitzius of his body would have turned into ruchnius, and he would have entered the next stage of life, namely the kibul sachar, in a world of soul and body. He would never have had to leave this world. He could have been. There would not have been a need for an olam hazeh and an olam haba. The olam haba could have been in this world, because the only difference is, and we know it, is that olam haba is a world of souls, because the body can't be nehene from the shleimus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Had Adam not been chote, then the body would have been mizdakek, would have been purified, and man could have received his sachar in olam hazeh. Shahiyatan ishmasot mizakeket et gufo zikuch achar zikuch ad shehaya mizdakek hashiur hamitzarech v'nikba b'ta'anug hanitzri. That something that we speak about currently as being an oxymoron, to speak about matter as being infinite, by its nature, matter is finite, and matter is always, there's a half-life, it's always decaying. But we're speaking about that there's a possibility of the ruchnius affecting the gashmius, of the soul affecting the matter, that the matter would then be mizdakek, and would also no longer decay, that it would remain forever, meaning an infinite level, being able to link in to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'kevan shechata Adam harishon nishtanu hadvarim shinui gadol v'hinei ki heina v'tchila haya babriya hachesronot shehayu v'shir mashayim etztarech l'chshiye Adam harishon v'matzav shikur shezacharnu v'yero makom laharviyach et hashlemut b'yegiya kapav. In other words, again, everything we spoke about in terms of creation, mitzius, man, that's all pre-chet. Amnam, al yedei cheto, nosfu v'nisrabu chesronot ba'atzmo shel Adam, u'babriya kula. That's the Gorn Nefesh HaChayim. This is how he deals with Eitz Hadas, tov v'ra, that originally you had tov, and you had ra, and man was to choose tov over ra. What man did was he took the ra and put it into the tov, both in himself, that man now has ra within him. Originally there was no ra within man. He was totally neutral. He's able to choose tov or ra. Now he's starting off, after chet Adam HaRishon, with ra already being within him, and with ra being in the entire bria. Even that which is tov now has a klipa of ra, which makes man's task all the harder. And therefore, in order for man to reach his level of kinyan hatov, which is being metakin the world, choosing tov, man started off neutral. He started off from a position where if he would simply choose tov, he would be tov, the world would be tov, etc. But the chait took man and handicapped him, took him one step back. Onam b'chato, kevan sha'al yado, and this, no one has any time, this is man. We did it to ourselves. Al yado nistera hashleimus yoter mishahayita. Nisrabu achesronot, hayahu hagorim ra'ala atzmo. Hine lo ye'od kol kach kal lo lashuv latzeit min achisron v'liknot hashlimut. He's starting from minus, and he has to go from minus to zero, and then from zero to plus. Kamo shaya be'eit shelo hayahu grimat chesrono, el kach notar bi'ikaro, u'kamo shezacharti. V'kol shekein behechrei achishtadluto amitzarech ata lagye lo shlimut, hineihu kaful. And therefore, we have to work twice as hard, not to climb a ladder, but to get out of the pit and then climb the ladder. כי יצטרך תחילה שישובו האדם והעולם אל מצב שהיה ראשון קודם החטא, get back to where things were supposed to have been to begin with, אחר כך שיתעלו מן המצב ההוא אל מצב השלמות, היה ראוי לאדם שיעלה. That's a beautiful, depressing thought on which we'll stop. And we'll continue after Sukkot. So in other words, we're moving next week into Slichus mode. That takes us through Yom Kippur. And then we have a few days off at Sukkot. And so, Mirtz Hashem, on the Monday after Sukkot, or the Sunday after Sukkot, I don't remember which it is, Sunday after Sukkot, when we begin again, we'll take off from this spot. So stay depressed for a few.
You're not allowed to continue reading. Oh.